Yes, indeed. It seems that yesterday the Electoral Commission organized a meeting during which they elected a new president. And some members of the Electoral Commission, some of the civil society organization, are not happy with that process, because according to them, they didn't follow the Electoral Commission rule and regulations, according to which if they call for a meeting, they have to specify the subject which will be discussed during the meeting. And it seems that there has never been a discussion about electing the new president during the meeting. After the meeting, some of the members of the Electoral Commission left, and some decided to stay. And those who stayed decided to elect the new president. Other than that, in general, you have three representatives from the civil society within the city. And so far, we had Bense Kusilla, who died, Attorney Abbas Bangura, who has resigned, and Mr. Lance Kamara. And since the two members of the civil society organization are not members of the Electoral Commission anymore, the proposal was to appoint two other members. Once they have taken office, then organize an election with the one who is still a member of the Electoral Commission from the civil society. If there is just one member, then it's not possible to talk about elections, because if you have just one candidate, it's going to be that person. And when we are talking about elections, people have to have the choice between the three members of the civil society to select one of them. And there has been a discussion with the civil society to appoint those two members who are missing. And the Electoral Commission said they have to make a request officially, which hasn't been done. So the rules are not really followed, and people are not happy with the elections. They are saying that it's so important for the country that the process has to be followed. Otherwise, it's not going to be possible. So it's the issue right now. And some of the proposal on the table is really to elect someone who can be neutral. And one of the ideas will be to elect Monseigneur Vincent Gomez, who is right now the member of the CNT, the Transitional Council, as the new president of the Electoral Commission, because he's known for his integrity, his honesty. And I think it will be the best solution, because we have really to make sure that we have a free and fair elections for the second round. And we have also to make sure that the person who will be elected, he gets the support from the two political parties. So we will see how things go ahead in the coming days.
When do they expect to elect the new chairman of the Electoral Commission?
Right now, it's really difficult to say, because, as I said before, according to some members of the CENI, they have elected their new president yesterday, which, you know, other members do not agree. Right now, the idea will be really to sit together and find out how this issue will be resolved, so that we can really be able to move forward and organize the second round of the elections.
Who can resolve the problem about whether it was the legitimate way to elect the new chairman or not?
No, I think it's very simple. We have just to follow the rule of the CENI. According to the rules, if we are going to elect a new president, they have really to make sure that all of the members are informed. And also, it has to be mentioned in the subject of the discussion during the meeting of the CENI. And other than that, we have to replace the two other members who are missing from the civil society before the elections go ahead, which have not been done yet. So the solution is not really difficult. You have just follow the process and make sure data is done correctly.
Are you saying that the election is null and void and the process has to begin all over again?
Yes.
I heard some people are calling on General Sekubo Konate to step in to help resolve the problem. Do you think he has any role to play?
In principle, he shouldn't really be involved in this, but as you know, since the rule have not been followed, and he's really the president of the country, if there are issues, he has really to step in and make sure that things are done correctly so that we will move forward for the second round of the elections. Otherwise, there are some people who do not really want to go forward, and they have been trying to find ways to delay the elections. And at this stage, it's really very important that we make sure that it goes ahead, and those who might have some ideas or some intent do not succeed. And it's the responsibility of the president to make all of the effort so that at the end of the day, we will be able to succeed on organizing these elections.
So how are Guineans reacting to this controversy over who becomes the new chairman of the Electoral Commission?
For most of the Guineans, this is a concern, because so far we have had issue, but we were able to resolve it, and we arrive at this stage. What people want really is to be able to select their president in a fair process. So we arrive at this stage. What we should do is really to follow the rules and make sure that it's done correctly so that no one will come and contest later on the results of the elections or, you know, the elections of the new president. And since there's no consensus at this time, people are concerned whether, you know, it might lead to stand up between the two political parties and also within the Senate. We will find out how, you know, it's evolved in the coming days, but right now it's really a concern for most of the Guineans.
Do you think this will be resolved before the proposed October 10th second runoff? Because obviously both parties have agreed to the proposed date.
We hope so. We hope really it will be resolved quickly, because we really need to move forward. There are so many things which have to be done in order to organize elections on the date which have been agreed on. And if this issue is not resolved, it's going to be delay the process further. So we hope really in the coming days we will be able to sit together around the same time and find out exactly what has to be done and follow the rules and regulations and make sure that it's done, correctly.